Welcome, my friends. You are now listening to Wednesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and very excited to have you with us. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening on the internet at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And, of course, a welcome to a greeting card manufacturing holiday. It is now, of course, February 14th, 2007. That would be Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Doyle Shamley, our guest this evening.
Yes, it's a hell of a scam to get a lot of money out of people.
Oh, my goodness, is it ever. I mean, it's really an astounding display of marketing, and they've done it well. And really, that's, I think, a great sort of lead into what we've been discussing, because we've been talking about control mechanisms, we've been talking about deception, we've been talking about power structures, and really that's all it is a giant marketing scheme. It's a very well-organized, well-funded, collective agenda marketing scheme.
It really is, and whether that be marketing to push through a political agenda or sell overpriced cards and candies, It all comes down to this. Controlling people's thought patterns through an unrecognized form of mind control and robbing them of their senses, their sensibilities, and their wealth. And whether that be the deception of the Federal Reserve fractional banking system and Federal Reserve notes, how that system through the false tax of inflation robs people of their wealth, and its subtle mind control that the almighty dollar and avoid, or whether it's a holiday, or whether it's the very conception that people have that, oh, well, it's a government mandate, we have to follow it. Ho-ho, that's where we specialize in. I've been having some major victories in my speaking engagements around to county and state assemblies out west here, and another huge victory just last Wednesday at the county level, kicking out a federal agency with our testimony unanimously by the county commissioners based on the fact that the federal government does not have jurisdiction. But there's that, again, that deception out there, that mind control, and that thing that people think that, oh, well, it's a federal mandate, I got to follow it. It's the federal government, it's all powerful. No, it's not. And if we'd go back to our constitutional republic and rein in that federal monster back within its confines, like the Constitution says,
yes,
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, if you don't have the Constitution memorized, you should. We do. And it simply states they have power within their jurisdiction, which is arsenals, docks, military bases, enclaves, 10 square miles of the capital. Right now, that's Washington, D.C. It has moved throughout our history, though. And that's the limit of federal jurisdiction. And when they don't have jurisdiction, they're operating under fraud. Mm-hmm. The way they trap people, though, is people through this, you know, belief in this false system out there. People put themselves in the position of the straw man in a corporate entity, the capital U, capital S citizen, and by becoming a straw man and signing your rights away, whether that be in the form of W-2s and W-4s or contractual agreements with a agency for aid, you're giving up your God-given rights and becoming a slave. The 14th Amendment did wonders to help that.
We'll talk more about all this, folks. Our guest, Doyle Shamley, hourofthetime.com, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Welland. Very excited you're here with us this evening. We are chatting with a guy who has earned my respect without a doubt, and he has certainly enlightened me into a great many things. His name is Dole Shanley, hourofthetime.com. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Frank. And, hey, you know, I just got I'm in the studio and just got a hit on the email from Rob and James. They've been trying to call that number.
Oh, okay. So
and,
Thomas is
asleep.
It's
just an answering machine.
Okay.
So, because, you know, you said they could call in and give their perspectives of the documentary and
yes,
stuff.
I would love to hear from them. And if they would like to call right now, I hope they're listening. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. That's toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. While we wait on them to call, though, Doyle, you mentioned what I think you had contextualized to me as being probably one of the most important issues as far as people's self-defense using information, and that would be jurisdiction.
Yeah, it really is, Frank. The thing about it is all usurpations in life, whether that be your neighbor encroaching on you or the county on the city or the state on the county and mainly the Fed on everybody, is jurisdiction. Now, you know, our country started under Articles of Confederation, 100% state authority. When our Congress had to run out of Philadelphia because it had no way to defend or raise any sort of defense for itself as an entity, the state said, well, okay, we'll give you a little bit if, according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, we properly cede this area or this domain to you, you properly accept it and pay for it as an act of Congress assembled. Now, that's the key thing, Congress assembled, not just act of Congress. Then, and only them with all these stipulations that we also write as a state, do you have jurisdiction over that limited thing. And if people would do their research, they would find that. I have 76 pages of documentation, solid winning Supreme Court cases, not rhetoric, not patriot BS, that proves this over and over again at state, district, and then the Supreme Court. So hence, when the federal government comes to your town and the federal marshal comes up with no warrants, no nothing, and starts harassing you, you tell them, like me and Bill did right in our front yard, you have no jurisdiction, and run them off. And we did so successfully many times, and I do to this day. Because they don't. Has your property, Frank, did you or your state, did they cede your piece of property that you live on to the federal government, and did they adopt it as an act of Congress, a symbol, and pay the state? Probably not. Therefore, they have no jurisdiction there.
Wow.
It's very limited. If people would do their FOIAs and research like we've had, they'd find out that even many of the military bases are what's called mutual or two-part jurisdiction, where the states, when they did cede, and in not all cases did the military bases even were ceded, some of them were leased.
Yeah.
But when they were ceded, there was conditions in a lot of cases, and that all evolved because of the national park system. That was a major rewriting in our constitutional law, the development of the national park system. Hey, Teddy Roosevelt wasn't the all-American he's cracked up to be. But what a lot of states did is they maybe said, okay, you can have this piece here for Fort Sill or Fort Bliss or Fort Lewis, any of them, but we're still going to retain the right to apply state tax on income on the base, or to control your paving and water drainage and engineering requirements on base. Other than that, you have free restriction. Rarely was there outright jurisdiction granted, and what there was predominantly only before the time of, and really the cutting off point is 1905, 1906. That's is really a real big barrier. And if people would really do their research, they'd see that. And it's the way to defeat despotic agencies and their minions.
That's fantastic.
You don't argue an administrative code that isn't constitutional. You get bogged down, you end up in an equity court, and you will lose. That is why so many patriots lose. They want to argue an administrative code that isn't even constitutional. All you simply do is box them in. You say, okay, fine, I'll pay your income tax. Just show me where the law is that says I have to pay and where you have jurisdiction to collect it. Don't argue that, well, this code says this, and when I look in Puerto Rico, that means that I'm an importer of weapons, which I'm not, so therefore, you know, those are all good, valid points.
Yes.
But you're getting bogged into their administrative code.
Right.
And then you're entering as a straw man into the corporate entity. If people would go and look at one of the most devastating acts, one of the most economically and freedom devastating acts ever, is the Endangered Species Act. What
really?
It has done to business and people's property rights in this country. If people, I bet most people, Frank, have not even read it. And I've got a challenge on the air, and I've only had one correct answer so far in the last week. All I have asked, I said, I will give you the entire allodial title and land patent series that I just did, seven parts from the history of the in 1600s common law England to now of how to do a land patent.
Wow.
And I tell you how to do it verbatim. And I've challenged them, where is the Endangered Species Act applicable? And I'm still not giving out the answer because I'm waiting for someone to win that CD set, but they're going to be shocked when they just read that little act and find out where it can actually be applied. They're going to be shocked. And if our county officials and our sheriffs, mainly the most powerful entity, and our state elected representatives would do their job and rein in that federal beast, most of them know it, but what they do is they compromise themselves and get in a straw man corporate position when they take grants. The federal grant making system is the carrot on the stick to bind people's hands, because they'll sign on to these grants saying, yeah, we want part of Clinton's National Highway Fund. Well, to get this so-and-so billion to pave your roads, guess what? In the fine print, you've agreed to help institute Canamex Highway System.
Whoa.
So what happens is they sell out at the upper echelons, and hence you get drug into it. So it really comes down again to the people have to be responsible and hold the elected representatives' feet to the fire. And it starts with your county commissioners or whatever they go by, board of supervisors, whatever, and your sheriff. Those are the most powerful entities in this land. And it's got historical precedence since common law England.
Yes.
And there's a reason that was all worked in, because all the founding fathers knew that, you know, governments like fire can be a useful tool or it can be a hell of an enemy.
Yeah, it can definitely get out of hand.
And that's what's happened. And people can make a difference. If you would have seen Catron County Courthouse last Wednesday, ABC News crews there filming us, all we are is a 250 of us, Okies, ranchers, farmers, concerned Americans about our freedom, educated on the Constitution and these law cases, took over that county in the sense of this act, and the county commissioners saw the validity, had their county attorney there review all our stuff before we got in and testified, and unanimously passed that all these acts from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are invalid and null and void as of last Wednesday. Because they're from a federal agency, their county was never ceded, therefore that federal agency has no jurisdiction.
That's fantastic.
And we've got it on the books for, we're slated between this month and March, we've got seven more county commissioner boards, or seven more counties, if you will, that want us to help them out west here do the same thing. The next one is Rio Braga County out of New Mexico wants to totally get out from underneath the federal saddle. They want to tackle all agencies, not just Fish and Wildlife Services. This is powerful.
Yeah, it is.
And people can do this. Back east, unfortunately, it's not happening much. I really have to say shame on the eastern half of the U.S., and I understand it's because it's larger population centers. People are less tied to the land and the resources and the freedoms. They've become more institutionalized, if you will, in the larger population centers. But you know what? They have just as much to lose as we do, and they're in a worse situation. I've got the skills, and we teach the skills at our Hour of the Time research conference, like we've got another one this year. I can run out right now and live off the land. People in major metropolitan areas, when the balloon does go up for martial law totally, you are absolutely trapped.
Yes, that's true.
And if by not fighting now, because unfortunately we have a moral, not unfortunately as far as the moral thing, but unfortunately there is a hard war coming. But we have a moral obligation to fight the soft war now while we have a chance and try to avert some of the bloodshed. We have a moral obligation as God-fearing, freedom-loving Americans to fight that soft war. And that's what we're doing now. But if people don't get involved in that, you're going to end up eyeball deep in the hard war and probably come out in the losing end unless you've set your line in the sand now and set yourself up good with research and knowledge and training.
It's an excellent, excellent point, my friend. And I presume if somebody hears this, for example, on the show here this evening, if they send you an email and they say, hey, oh, you know, if I make a donation, can I get some information on this and how I can fight this battle here, I assume that you'll respond and help them along those lines, correct?
Well, of course, of course. They can email me directly.
Okay. Hang on a second, my friend. Folks, give us 3 minutes and then we shall return with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art. text and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can feel the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is the host of the radio program Hour of the Time. You can go to the website and check it out for yourself, www.hourofthetime.com. And Doyle Shamley, welcome back, sir.
Hey, nice being here, Frank.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it very much. And we got James Jankowicz on the phone as well.
All right, good. And can you give me the 800 number again real quick, and I'll shoot it to Rob.
Absolutely. 800-313-9443. That's our phone number here, folks.
Cool.
It's the only way to get on the show. I don't know what number the guys were calling. I hope it wasn't the home number, because otherwise the wife's not going to be real happy with me. But James Jankowicz, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, it's an honor. I really, really enjoyed your film. I appreciated it. I think too often, you know, great people fall by the wayside. And, you know, those stories need to be told. And thank God we have people like Doyle out there doing it. But this is a great addendum to all of his hard work over the years, and certainly a great memorial to a great patriot, Bill Cooper.
Yeah, thank you for that. And it is, and that's essentially what I started out when I started this whole process. I just, you know, I was literally looking at my bookshelf and thinking, wow, you know, of all this literature and DVDs and books that I have, I mean, you know, I have his books and his material, but there's nothing that really said anything about his life and what happened that fateful night. And obviously, there's a hell of a story involved there, right? So I just felt like, hey, this was something I would want to see in my collection, ultimately. So I figured I might as well just go out and make it.
I think that's fantastic. See, Doyle, this is a perfect example of doing something.
Yeah, it is. is, and James is one of those who stepped up to the bat. We had, I was inundated with idiot so-called patriot writers for these rag magazines around the country, wanting the scoop, but they wanted to make it always into something more. They didn't want to relay the facts.
Yes.
And when James contacted me, it was a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to cover the facts.
That's fantastic.
And he came out and did it, and then he spent 3 years of research putting it together and gathering photos and interviews and stuff. And Rob was instrumental of that, not just in his interviews, but all behind-the-scenes stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's when you mentioned that before, Frank, too. I mean, all the material there was of Cooper, I had no idea until I got involved in it. I mean, we're talking, you know, probably over 1,000 hours combined, videotape, audio tape, even some DVDs and things like that. And Doyle was, you know, extremely kind in giving me the stuff at first. I just remember going home, you know, and getting back to New York with just boxes full of material. And it was just a daunting task to have to sift through it because I didn't, certainly didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah.
You know? So I was obliged to sort of sit through it all and just look through it all and, you know, time code it and label it and chronicle it and just, you know, figure out, you know, if anything I was watching had a place in it.
Sure. Well, you know, I can't even fathom, you know, the work that went into this, but I will say this, that, you know, you all, you know, all of your hard work is certainly reflected in the film. I mean, it does show. This is top quality stuff.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that.
Oh, it's just the truth, man. My parents named me Frank, not liar, unfortunately, so I have to be honest. But, yeah, I mean, this is just a – and that's the whole thing. A lot of people put out DVDs these days. The technology is there. It is in the people's hands, and that's fantastic. But not everybody puts out quality DVDs anymore, and you guys have – I mean, this is fantastic. This should be in video rental stores everywhere.
We're working on that right now.
Good.
There is a company that we're talking to right now who's very interested in distributing it. So then it would go out much deeper into the marketplace than we can penetrate just simply with the hour of the time.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I can probably help you with some of that. Maybe we should stay in touch, too. We've got a lot of connections around town here and this, you know, some of these franchises in the area. So, you know, anything I can do to help. It's the truth. The truth needs to be out there.
I appreciate that.
Oh, it goes without saying.
I really do.
Goes without saying. I wanted to ask you this because I think, James, this is a very important question to pose to you. How delicate did you have to be to approach some of these issues? Because I'll be honest with you, and Doyle, I mean, you have been nothing but incredibly generous to me. I mean, you came on the show and you told the whole story with the facts previously, and to me that was fantastic. I can't imagine what it was like, though, Doyle, for you, to have to relive this story. And I mean, I'm sure that people have, you know, pestered you about it a lot. And James, I was wondering, you know, how delicate did you have to be in approaching something like this that obviously was a painful experience for a lot of people?
Well, it's a great question. It really is. And in terms of Doyle's concerned, I mean, he was as candid with me the first day as he's been with you. When you were interviewing him. I think what we did, if I remember correctly, Doyle, is we spent, I don't know, a good 30 or 40 minutes just on Doyle. You know, that never made it into the final cut, obviously, but just to warm him up. And Doyle has an incredible story in and of himself. So that's what we kind of used to sort of break the ice and segue. You know, we had gotten a room and just started doing the interviewing. And, you know, I had a good vibe in Doyle from the moment I contacted him and talked to him on the phone. And, you know, there was certainly a great vibe when I first met him. I mean, I didn't feel any conflict, and it was really easy to talk with him.
That's great.
You know? And so in terms of the sensitivity of some of the issues, I didn't really feel that. You know, felt like, okay, I came a long way to get the story.
And
I'm just sort of going to ask what I have to ask. And, you know, if I do step on something sensitive, I'm sure it'll be brought to my attention and we can work it out.
Oh, yeah. Doyle doesn't seem like the most subtle guy, I guess,
is
his thoughts on it. And God bless him for it. Gentlemen, if I could ask you both to hang on, folks, we have another break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, though, with more Frankly Speaking Radio with our special guests this evening, Doyle Shamley and James Jankiewicz. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Glad you're able to meet our guests this evening, chat with them a little bit. And, of course, we are taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Please welcome back to the show Doyle Shamley and filmmaker James Jankowicz. Both of you, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank, if I can just jump in for 1 second.
Of course.
I also want to give a big thanks to the guy who scored the documentary.
Oh, okay.
And that's Wes Complice, and he just did a great, great job.
Mm.
And his contact information is actually on the end of the DVD.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if you've seen it, so you're aware of the music.
Yeah, it's fantastic, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's great, great voiceovers, great cuts, great mixes, great balancing of the sound, and everything I thought was fantastic. It was,
thank you.
It was really good, and it was good to put a face to the name, Doyle.
Yeah, and, you know, James and Rob, all their stuff with the film was just, you know, wonderful. I know that I would get all pissed off because James wasn't done at every anniversary on November 6th, but when he finally sent me out, like, the promo or whatever it's technically called, he's got all the fancy vocabulary, and then brought it out to the conference, which, again, one of the bonuses of attending our HAWK conferences is input in critical things. He allowed the attendees last fall to view it when no one else in the country had seen it and critique it, and he made the changes they felt needed and added them in, little things, but they were all important. And it was worth the wait.
Wow,
all the effort, all the pins and needles I'd been on, and angry sometimes and disappointed sometimes. It didn't matter when it was done. James and Rob and all their efforts, they were on track all along. It just didn't seem like it sometimes, but that was just my impatience.
Sure. Well, you know, when you're on the cusp of something big, it's just like a kid at Christmas, man. You're excited about it. You want it to be here. James, tell me a little bit about what led you to Bill, and I mean, did you listen to the radio program a lot? Is that sort of how you got into it?
And I started that back in the early 1990s, and then I stumbled upon his book, Behold a Pale Horse, and I and a couple of buddies of mine were always listening to Bill. And, you know, what struck me was, of course, his, and you guys were discussing this before, his accuracy and in his predictions.
Yeah.
And because some of the stuff he was saying was way out there, of course, but then his, he was just so reliable when it came to world events that, you know, it just won us over. And so... we just continued listening, and I was shocked, as everybody else was, in November of 2001 when he was killed. And we all woke up that morning and saw it on the website and didn't know what to make, especially because it was so close to the events of 9/11. So it was like having, you know, the wind knocked out of you.
Sure.
You know, it's like your 1-2 punch right there, right? So we, that's how I got into it. And then I just became a regular listener, as regular as you could be on shortwave, because it was very,
That's right.
You know?
That's actually mentioned in the film, which I thought was great, because it's true. I mean, it's kind of like, it's a crapshoot. It's like shortwave. It's coming in good, or oh no, there's a cloud, or you know, the wind blew somewhere on the planet, and you know, you got a little extra drift going on. But yeah, absolutely, that's fantastic.
What I was really happy about too was the fact that, you know, I've been telling people I've known about Bill for a long time, and nothing I could say delivered it as well as the film did. You know, because when you sit there and you have a captive audience, people are watching it. People I know who never heard of him before are just as intrigued as the people who knew him. So when it was all said and done and I got that kind of feedback from everybody, it just made me feel really good that, you know, I'd really walked a fine line here and somehow pulled it off.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, that's for sure.
And I think, too, Frank, I'd like to add that when he premiered it, per se, at the conference last year and opened himself up to critiquing, which I thought was very not only noble but brave of him, because much of our audience can be as brazen as I've been accused of being. And one thing that I noticed, because I was busy with arrangement still. Everybody there, I was like, you know, they were like my brothers, and I wanted to make sure everything was on time. So even while he was showing it, I was in and out, make sure the cooks are on time and doing their thing and for the meals. And but as I'd come in and out, and I noticed at the end of it too, there was not a dry eye in the building once they had watched the whole film. Whether they had a lifelong exposure and been to every conference with Bill, or had just found out about all this 3 months before that event, there wasn't a dry eye in the audience. And that's the power of the film that James and Rob and all their work were able to convey, and the musical score and the artwork on the cover.
Yeah.
Really, it's a powerful presentation, and the No Holds Barred, the only official story.
I think that's fantastic, too, because obviously, and this is something you can both comment on if you'd like, but, you know, I wonder sometimes, you know, how Bill Cooper might feel about people bringing him up, because it seemed to me, and again, my knowledge of him is far more limited than both of you, certainly you, Doyle, especially, but, you know, I wonder how Bill would feel about people discussing him, when it seemed to me that you know, he didn't have an ego to get in the way. It was never about him, it was about the information. And certainly, in addition to people just talking about him and him being the story, certainly behind this DVD, but what about the people out there who are, you know, invoking his name, saying, oh yeah, we were buddies, and obviously, I mean, I imagine you would know if that's true or not, and obviously it probably comes up when it's not true.
Well,
people misrepresenting things, yeah.
Well, many people out there that give me that line of BS are just nothing but liars. And I call it to their face whenever I get a chance. Unfortunately, many cowards hide behind email, so I can't. But if they're local, I'll call them to their face, or if they come around. There's all sorts of people that want to be associated, and I hear that so often. It's funny you bring that up. All the time.
Yes.
Oh, I knew Bill for years. And
I've heard that, too.
And I'll hear that. I get emails. I just got one yesterday, last night, and then I got on the guy, kind of, and he actually wrote back today how well he knew a friend that knows an ally that was personal friends with Bill, and his car engine runs on water, so he wants to know if I'll hook him up. And I'm thinking, what? If you guys are such good friends with this ally that doesn't exist anyway in reality, then why don't you just go to him directly? And I hear this all the time.
Yeah.
And I always just think back to, if that's the case, then why, when I was swarmed with helicopters over my house and getting picked up and taken to incident command centers and had 35 armed and dressed in black federal agents around me, where were all these people to defend his house and the research center and his very property, the only thing left for his daughters as beneficiaries to have? Where were all these people that were such good friends? That's what I always got asked, you know.
That's a fair question.
Well, yeah, they were at home in their comfort, most of them. Now, obviously, people had legitimate things. You can't just fly out from New York or something on a whim. But many of them are just blowhards.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. Go ahead, James.
Frank, it also brings up a good point, too, because you had mentioned, you know, did Bill have an ego and does it get in the way of the story? And I find that painting the story of him actually brings the information more to light. This is information that not everybody's going to, you know, jump to immediately. But when there's a story, you know, about a guy who devoted his life to this and subsequently got killed, you know, trying to disseminate it, then it becomes a little more intriguing. And I found for the people who would not normally, you know, gravitate toward that body of information, they do so much more easily as a result of sort of embellishing it within the story of this man who indeed gave up so much. He lost his family. You know, he lost his financial stability. He lost a lot toward the end days, and it was you know, that's a hell of a sacrifice to make for to try to attract an audience that you knew would never be all that large.
No, amen to that. Well, let me ask you this, James, since you mentioned that, and Doyle, you mentioned the family. How has the family received the film?
Doyle, do you know anything? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, there's...
I don't even know if they'd even want to watch it. I mean, they lived it. I don't know how touchy it would be.
You know, the one daughter that was on the air with him when she came to visit once here, she's done a few postings here and there, she's neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned. The main thing is little Pooh and Allison that everybody that listened to the show heard grow up. And if you came to the conferences, you saw growing up from birth and around Bill and the conferences and speaking engagements. That's the ones I'm concerned about. And that's why to this day I have the family heirlooms and pictures and even their baby shoes safeguarded for when they're reach adulthood and want to come around, which I'm sure they will because of some arrangements we made with trust funds before when they were young, Bill and I, that I'll be able to give them this and fill in these gaps. And I'm sure they would be very proud of the work Rob and James have done on this, telling the story of their father that they only got to know for 7 years, eight years of their life.
Gosh. Yeah, and I mean, so they're still very young.
Yeah.
Wow.
And from that perspective, too, I had asked Doyle at some point, you know, where's the wife and where they live in and all that kind of stuff. But I also very early on made a very conscious effort that I didn't want to go there. I mean, I figured these people had been through enough and didn't want to really bring them into the mix. And it's not like there was lacking any story if they weren't a part of it. I mean, it's not like there was a lack of any story to tell. I mean, there was still so much to express in the film. So I just felt it was right under the circumstances to, especially because the children were young.
Sure.
And, you know, the mother was, you know, more than likely trying to protect them at that point. So I just didn't even want to go there. So I just kept the family thing out of it. In fact, I just mentioned in the film very briefly that he married and had children.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really not the prime focus, certainly. And obviously, You know, and it's mentioned in the film that, that they were sent away for their own safety. So it seemed very appropriate that they're not the subject of the film, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, for their own safety, certainly. Well, that's amazing. You know, the thing that really blew my mind, and I didn't know this, and either one of you, both of you can comment on this. Bill Clinton's comments on Bill Cooper I thought were very interesting.
Frank. James, you dug all over that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that came from a Rush Limbaugh show, as far as I understand. And what had happened was Clinton, at the time, there was this thing going on called Filegate, where apparently the Clinton administration had opened up files on unconstitutionally, of course. I mean, what we commonly accept today as things being done under the auspices of the Patriot Act,
sure.
That was sort of a unique thing back in the mid-90s. You know, like, what are you going to all these people's records for and going into their privacy? And, you know, there wasn't terrorism, quote-unquote, to speak of in those days. So Bill was one of the people who were considered in this whole Filegate scandal. And and Rush Limbaugh had been on this program one time and had said, you know, literally, look, you know, it's not me that, you know, Clinton's after. It's this guy who is broadcasting from a storefront somewhere in Arizona, this guy named Bill Cooper. And he said that because in front of him he had some sort of documentation that came directly from a White House memo at the time where Clinton had referred to Bill as the most dangerous radio talk show host in America.
Wow.
You know, and that came right, you know, of all places to
yeah.
through. I mean, it came through the Rush Limbaugh show,
oh,
right?
Amazing.
But that's
yeah,
how,
and,
that's how
you know,
it got into the public.
Yeah, and you'd think, obviously, that Rush Limbaugh would be public enemy number one. If everything that we see on the surface were true, were mm-hmm. legitimate, then obviously this staunch Republican would be diametrically opposed to a staunch Democrat president. But we know better, and
sure.
that should be a lesson for people out there as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that was it brings up another point too, Frank, about Bill, and because so many times he was always affiliated with extreme right-wing militias. And but when you really look at the landscape of information that he provided and the things that he was really involved in, this guy, it was very interesting to see the reactions to him, because you'd have an Aryan contingency like being all into him and listening until he said something, until he would quote Martin Luther King. You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, and then he'd attract this other group of people until, you know, he brought in some sort of person or some sort of ideology that they didn't mm-hmm. appreciate.
Sure.
You know, and when you've sort of aggravated everybody from, you know, the Pentagon right down to the Aryan Nation, then you know you're stepping on some kind of truth somewhere.
Well know? Said. Very well said. Do you guys want to take some phone calls?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, Rob's mainly.
I don't know that Rob is there. Let me double check with Thomas. Thomas, is there a Rob on the phone? Nope, not
okay.
yet. So hopefully eventually.
Maybe he dozed off.
Yeah, it's very possible. Let's go to Max in New York. Max, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
Hey, I've been listening to the Hour at a Time since Waco, and you know, I got to know Doyle, I guess, better than I ever got to know Bill. We were just kind of acquainted, but mm-hmm. it's been a really long, strange trip with this whole thing, with the Hour at a Time and the research mm-hmm. and the craziness. But I have to say, I'm really proud of Doyle and Rob for their work and the fact they're actually getting things done, and it's more than I can say than most of these people on the internet and shortwave who just kind of shoot their mouth off, and I don't see them doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I really appreciate it. I'm proud to know these guys.
That's wonderful. I'm sure they're thrilled to hear that, too. It's
yeah.
always good to know that, you know, because, again, and I've stated this before, you know, as a broadcaster, you know, you don't see your audience. You don't really know. I mean, right here in this room with me, there's a telephone and some various computer equipment, a television set, and a microphone, and that's it. So you never quite know. You can always assume that there's at least one person somewhere, but it's always good to know that people are out there, they're listening, and obviously, like yourself, not just listening, but absorbing, paying attention, and practicing these things.
Well, he kind of helped me download that the paradigm of the spirit of research, which I was like, wow, you know, public school never really taught me this. And I was like, you know, gotta, before you open your mouth, you better back it up with things in triplicate or quadruplicate. And I was like, that's a very powerful mechanism when you can really back something up. It's like, you know, it's not me saying it's this over here, and I got three different people saying it. So, you know, it helps you solidify as a person instead of like always having some opinion off some talking.
Absolutely. Head. Absolutely. Bravo and well said.
Device that's in your living room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I've said too myself, just my own opinion, is that I would prefer people not to walk around sourcing, you know, Frank Whelan said this or Doyle Shamley said this or whatever the case may be. People should be out there saying, well, you know, throw their own material back in their face. Say, look, the New York Times says this, or, you know, whatever the case may be, where whatever the source you pulled it from, hold it up and say, this is your mainstream news. This is the thing that you would turn to for truthful information. Here is exactly what I've been telling you for 10 years. Thank you for the call, Max. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our second hour. And it has been moving by quickly, that's for sure. Joining us on the phone is the host of the program, Hour of the Time, the website, www.hourofthetime.com. Welcome back, Doyle Shamley.
Hey, how's it going?
And it's going well, my friend. And also joining us, filmmaker James Jankowicz, the man who put together this incredible thing, The Hour of Our Time, The Legacy of William Cooper, available at hourofthetime.com, of course. And welcome back, James.
Thank you
guys very much. Let's go to Frank in Louisiana. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great show.
Thank you.
Your guest, Doyle, is a man after my own heart. I've been trying to get this information out, too, because I've been fighting the IRS. I'm going on a six-year battle, and I've beat him every time based on just what he just said. It's very important. You use the Constitution because there's the taxing structure that was originally put in the Constitution, ratified September 17, 1787, that has never been repealed, and no one ever talks about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him a certified demand for proof of jurisdiction. I got copies of this. It's one page, and I'll get it out to anybody who wants it. Now, I've beat him every time because basically the IRS officials don't know anything about the law. They just know what's put in front of them. Okay? Now, the most important thing to remember is the Fifth Amendment, because in the Fifth Amendment, there's a couple of words there. One is due process. Under due process, they have to prove jurisdiction. And under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, the U.S. Congress has no taxable jurisdiction on any of the sovereign citizens that live with any of the 50 several Union states. Number two is presentment. Under their own UCC code, Section 3-505.4, they have to have reasonable identification of the person making presentment and evidence of his authority to make it, and exhibition of the instrument also. Now, here's an important thing. When you're dealing with IRS, you're dealing with a corporation. That's a legal fiction. It doesn't even exist. When they come after me, I tell them under the law I'm a sovereign, Lansing versus Smith. I have all the rights previously given to the King of England. They can't get me in their federal courts because they tried it, because I sent them this stuff. And the most important thing is that if you make, under the law, if you make a plea of not guilty, you accept their jurisdiction. What happens is when you put the judge on the horns of a dilemma by saying, I make no plea at all because you didn't prove jurisdiction, they got a big problem. And that's one way that I have beat them with all these other laws that I've used. It's very important to understand due process in the Fifth Amendment that has to do with the judge and them have to prove jurisdiction. Judges know this. And you're dealing with corporations, you're dealing with fictions, they don't even exist. Under presentment, a man or a woman made of flesh and blood has to make the presentment, and you can sue any federal employee under Hafer versus Milo or Bivens versus six unknown agents. They're individuals, they can be sued. When you come at them on an offensive strategic, rather than just defending yourself, the whole ball game changes because they know under Title 26 U.S. Code, I think it's Section 240-241, that if they violate any of this, there's a 10-year prison sentence, and the judges know that.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fantastic. I'll tell you what, we're coming up to the there's the music, of course. Doyle, James, can you guys hang over a little bit here so we have time to plug the websites and all that information, as well as have you respond to Frank's call?
Sure, you bet.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you guys very much. Folks, please stay with us. A short break here as we pause for station identification for our affiliates, and then we'll be back with the beginning of hour number three of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.